Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio.
Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, say greetings, your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy, N-A-O-L-A-A.
What up, is DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking Yappy Hour.
Make some noise!
And right now, when me and my partner started this show, we said we wanted to, you know, big people up who stand the test of time. People who, you know, stand fine with time, like wine. And with age, get better. Get more beautiful. Get more gorgeous. Get more business-like. Get more money. She pulled up today in a, I don't even know what kind of color that is. I've never been befuddled before in my life. I said, is that orange? Is it brown? I have no idea. But she's a boss lady, boss woman. And we here to give her flowers off top. We're going to start the show off with giving her flowers. Let's give her flowers.
Let's go.
Let's give her flowers. Wait, wait. In case you don't know what the fuck we talking about motherfucking Trina. We want to give you your flowers off top.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Our show is about giving people their flowers, and we want to give you your flowers right now. And I'm taking a shot for that, too.
Okay.
I'm taking a shot for that, too.
Shot
o'clock.
Let's go.
So what's going on, Trina?
I'm here. I'm vibing. I'm celebrating life.
Is that your shot, too?
Yeah, this is my shot.
Okay.
Flowers.
Okay, yes. That's that gumbo. Salud. Let's make a little bit of Trina, goddamn. Now, Trina, off top, I want to know if you know that whenever somebody is breaking up, they hit an intro. I hit an intro to your song.
Which song?
I'm single again. Like, and whenever I'm on Instagram, and the intro to that song, I like my man just lost his girl. Oof. And then it's vice versa. Whenever I hear a girl playing that record, they just lost them. Do you know that you have an Instagram breakup song?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
All right, cool. Whenever I see that,
it's funny that he knows that, though.
Yeah.
Listen, because I got, for the last couple of years, I have been suffering two different friends. Like, I know the guy and a girl. Usually growing up, I just know the guy. So you're always on the guy side. But later on in life, I've been, and they've been both breaking up. And they always take the same pictures in the gym.
you know, I'm back at it. So what's going on, Trina? What's new?
I'm blessed.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now, you and Trick.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Trick and Trina morning show.
Trick and Trina.
99 Jams, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Originally, in our deal, we had, it was a 2-year deal for the morning show.
Uh-huh.
Only 2 years we took. You know, it was new, so we didn't want to, like, OD, and mm-hmm. we didn't really know if we was going to like it. But, so we took the 2 years. Right when we was in the first year, that's when we kind of started the pandemic.
Okay.
So we started having our guests come on, doing our live interviews. Like, mm-hmm. we had a couple artists come on, and then pandemic hit, so we could get no guests to come on. So right. kind of like, you know, it kind of slowed us down. But we still, you know, uh-huh. proceeded with the show. It kind of, it wasn't as great the first year. Right. Second year, we picked up. It was, right. you know, back when, but we still didn't have the guests on. But as the month came, right before the deal was over, like, maybe the deal was over November, the show stopped, like, September.
Wow.
It was something with the label, with the record label, I mean, with the radio station. We're over budget. Right. We under program. The program was with Jill Strada. This is her whole program. So
Jill, big up to Jill.
They cut Jill, so everything under Jill fell.
Right.
That's us included.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's not really personally on us. It
right.
was just the whole situation that we had. And I mean, we was like, you know, we already knew it was over in November.
Right.
So with that, we didn't do like an option to stay or anything like that. We just right. did our 2 year, I mean, 2 year deal, and that was it.
Right.
So it kind of like showed us a 1 month, but it was cool. You know, it was a great experience, learning experience.
Now, did you like it? You liked it? Would you do it again? You like waking up that early?
No. No. I mean, I liked it. It was good in some stuff I like. What I learned though about it was, you know, just being an artist and just with mm-hmm. radio. Mm-hmm. Especially new artists, they don't really understand the play in the game of radio. You know, when you're an artist, even as myself, like, you have your records. Why isn't my record on radio? Why isn't this, that? And it's all protocol. It's all budgeting. It's all money behind it. Radio is not playing your record if you're not putting a bag behind it.
Right.
That's just what it is. And some artists don't really understand it. So I realized being directly in radio and seeing how it actually works, and now I could go back.
You
like,
saw behind the curtain.
I saw exactly what's really happening.
Did you interview new artists?
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Because
I can't stand interviewing new artists.
No?
I can't understand interviewing a guy that'd be like, word.
Oh, yeah, the one-worders.
The one-worders.
But do you think that's nervous?
Get the fuck out. I'd be like, yo, man, fuck you.
But do you think they nervous because it's their first time, it's all these questions, and you just like,
You know what it is? I think if you're coming from the streets,
uh-huh. you should have something
to say. In the streets, we actually was taught to get away from the cameras.
Uh-huh.
And then in this game... I just hate the new artist approaches. It's just like how I just asked you a question about the radio. You gave me the full fledged answer. So it was like that's what I like OG shit.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take it back because we watched the verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Eve, which I wish y'all did it in person. Because you really turned up at Club Live.
I was ready. I mean, if she's way in London,
right.
it's real late there.
Right.
I was trying to be so respectful of the time because, you know, we're in the earlier time and the
right.
later time.
Oh, that's right.
So I already had promised her, like, I promise we're going. We started, right. I think we was the only verse that started on time.
Wow.
I was ready and on right. time just, you know, so she wouldn't be out real, real late. And of course, her not being to fly to Miami,
right.
later we just, you know, everybody found out because she was pregnant.
Right.
At the time, it was a whole thing we didn't really know. So I thought, you know, we all would have loved for her to be in Miami. Yeah.
Listen, by the way.
Who's so prepared?
If you could do it over, right, uh-huh. who would you want to battle? And face-to-face this time.
If I do it over?
Yeah.
Or would you do it over with her in person?
I wouldn't mind that.
I would love to do it over her in person.
Yeah,
like right. me and Ethan. I mean, right. it was just a vibe because I know her, like, personally. Like, mm. I really know her. We really are friends. We really hung out. We really know each other's music. So it was totally, like, I felt like we was at a concert.
Mm.
It was just her time, my turn, right. her time. Mm. And I was just, like, representing her in the background because he's like, this is my jam from back in the day. It's like, put me in that space. But, yeah, I would definitely do it again in person.
Right.
I mean, I really wouldn't care who it is, right. honestly.
I mean,
for real, it's just
for me. Did you see
me.
Her face when she said that? Hold on.
No,
look at
for
me.
Real.
She said, I don't care. That was that talk
no,
right
I
there.
No, I really wouldn't care who it is. I just feel like it's just right. really you and what you're going to bring to the stage.
Right.
I was geared up and ready for the stage. Like, Eve is my friend. She's a legend. Like, she
right.
got iconic records,
yeah.
like
right.
big mad production,
right.
crazy videos. I was ready for her to bring it. I knew she was going to come step in because
right.
that's what she does, you know?
Right.
So I love that. That was like great energy, great competition for us. You know what
right.
I mean? But it was a respectful family vibe. And I mean, in person, her or whoever. I would. I mean, I hit the stage with whoever.
It was a family vibe until Trick Daddy did that famous dance, which I can't perfect. I've been trying my little.
I've been trying.
So I love you and Trick's relationship because you know why? It's really like brother and sister. Like, I watch y'all on Love and Hip Hop. I watch y'all in real life. Mm-hmm. I've seen y'all without the cameras. And I just love how if you don't like something about him,
this is my brother. I don't care, bro. You're out of pocket. I don't like it. That's not the vibe. Like, you're wilding right now. Mm-hmm. Stop. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the only person that could check him like that because I'm telling you from a woman's perspective, right. And I always got to tell you with women because you're the worst with it. Like, with women, the worst. So I'm like, yo, you don't talk like that. It's not what you do. That's not what you say. And it's just Trick. It's just Trick. Right. It's this thing. He's gonna always be Trick no matter what. But I can get through to him and he'll listen because he just thinks. And knows that I'm always on game. I'm never going to tell you nothing that's not the, like, real or true.
Right.
So you don't have to put him in his place because he needs that.
Right. I like that.
For sure.
I got this thing, right? Foxy's going to hate me for saying this. Well, every time me and Foxy argue, she always says, well, that's one thing I respect about Fat Joe. He's always there for Remy Ma. I'm like, what are you trying to say? Like,
You know what she's saying.
And I say that about you and Trick. It's like, your relationship is almost jealousable. I know that's not a word.
Jealousable.
Okay. But, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, other platonic friends look at y'all shit and be like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? I wish it could be like that, how real y'all keep it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do you realize that?
I do. I mean, it's just, it's really what it is. What you see is for real. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in a good space with Trick, I'm in a good space with him.
Right.
If I'm in a bad space with him, I'm not talking to him. I don't care. I can be right here in this room, and I'm not going to speak to him or say nothing to him until he comes and be like, all right, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm apologize. Because you know you're out of place, and you know I don't play that, and I'm not going to bow down or allow you to think it's okay. Right. I got to check you so you could probably not do that again. Right. You probably will, but I'm going to try to stop it.
Yeah. What's your cousin name as his ex-wife?
Joy.
I want them back together so bad.
Do you?
I swear to God, I don't know any perfume information, but when I'm watching from Love and Hip Hop, I'm sitting there like, get your girl back, and he want her back. He just don't know how to say it.
He don't know none of the right things to say, and that's why he has not got her back. Everything he says is terribly the wrong thing to say, and it just makes it worse. You know how you want something, but you just keep on taking the L because you keep on throwing out the bad vibe or the wrong information or saying something crazy on the interview, and she just be like,
I feel like you and her is the only two people that can control Trick. Like, when it comes, like, what happened?
She can't control Trick.
Okay, that's
because they don't really see eye to eye. I can control him. He gotta face me. I don't care. Okay. I'll pull up at his crib. bro, I don't care what you're saying. It's not cool.
Right.
That's how me and him go.
That's
at
every
like,
history that y'all
and
have.
We'll not talk for months and months and months. Like, we would not speak. And I'm talking about, we was on radio when he made that annoying comment about the queen.
Oh, yeah.
Don't speak on the queen, bro. I don't care what you're talking about.
You didn't post to me. I was so laughing.
Don't speak on the queen.
Because you didn't post immediately. Like, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm team. What do you mean? I'm team the queen. Like, what do you mean? I'm the beehive. You don't do that. And I didn't speak to him for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh,
in radio, we're sitting next to each other, and I have my mic and my chair turned this way, and I'm like this, because I'm you need to apologize. Right. Everybody have an opinion, and that's fine. But here you go. You already know I start my morning off. It's the queen, everything. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep your opinions to yourself. Talk amongst your friends, but don't publicly say anything about her. Like, no, we're not doing that.
You know, that's another thing that's beautiful about you is you always give someone who you respect their roses.
Yes,
as
I
well.
Love that.
Like, but there's so many, and I'm gonna tell you, the further I got in life, the more people I meet, the more female artists I meet, and some of them are really guarded. Mm-hmm. Some of them will love somebody and just won't even say nothing. Mm-hmm. They'll come in a room, they'll just be praising them, like, yo, that's the chick. That's and then that woman will come in the room, and then I'll see them, and I'm looking, look like, you don't remember what you just said? Like, I'm looking, like, say hi! And they won't even say hi.
Say
I could never say that about you. I could always say you always, you know, the highest, you've always been a person that is approachable, mm-hmm. talkable. I remember even seeing you at Soho House, where you went there, you were supposed to perform, you didn't perform, and you just stayed and just chilled, and everyone just stood and got drunk with you. And no one, you know, I've never seen this before ever. She canceled in their face.
No, wait. To my defense, because people don't know this. Let's just talk about that. I remember this now, right? This is almost a year ago, last year. So really what happened is I was in a bad car accident night before.
Oh, wow.
I was shooting my video with Lotto, and after that I was on my way home, and the driver fell asleep, and we got into a bad accident.
Whoa.
So I got up the next day and still came to Soho House.
Wow.
I couldn't perform. I had this knot on my head. It was covered with makeup. You couldn't really tell, but it was like, I was in pain. I was like, oh, my God, I don't stand up. I'm going to sit down. I still came. I didn't want to, like, just cancel and not show up.
Right.
So I still came, but I didn't perform.
This is the first time I ever saw that, a person not perform, cancel, but stay, and made everyone feel good.
Yes.
Everyone stood there and drank, and I was like, this is amazing. I said, if I would have did that, they would do cans at me. They would definitely do
it. You got to have a good reason, though. Yes. They knew what happened, though. I had explained to them, so the lady was, like, real understanding.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up a second. I got something to say. Addiction is a treatable disease, but finding the right treatment can be overwhelming and confusing. Shatterproof, a national nonprofit, is here to help without judgment. At Shatterproof, their goal is to help you find addiction care that meets your needs and leads to better health and long-term recovery. When you visit shatterproof.org, there's an entire section that helps you learn everything you need to know about alcohol and substance use disorder. There's also a Find Help section to help you find the support you may need. Get help today by visiting shatterproof.org. Again, get help today by visiting shatterproof.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I see Nyack over there. Now, is that your brand?
Yes.
Let's press on.
Nyack.
Because that's yours?
Yes.
Okay. And is that flavored?
Cognac?
Cognac. Okay, so this is the original one, right?
That's the one that Bombastic brung over here.
Who?
What's my man?
Shaggy?
Shaggy, yeah.
No, it wasn't that one.
That wasn't that one?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the original one. This is cognac. So now I have a new one that's about to, we just started. It should be ready, I think, in a few months or whatever, but it's a spicy one. So it's more, it's like Fireball. It's like fire.
Fireball.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like,
my white friends drink
stuff.
Fireball.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my first time ever tasting when I went to the tasting of it. Yeah. I really love this. So I'm really excited about that. So you guys will look out for that.
Oh, I'm in. I'd like to get white boy wasted.
Yeah?
Fireball? Yeah, I'm in.
Listen, I thought you said you was not drinking.
I did for 40 days. I did 40 days
not
drinking.
Oh, you 48 fast enough.
Yes,
drinking.
I did it. I did.
Was it hard?
I did the. Actually, it wasn't hard. Just hanging with these motherfuckers was hard.
Okay.
But every now and then I want to do that. I did 40 days no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I did the Ramadan. I did the fasting with the brothers. I always said I was going to do it, and I did it when I was in jail before. But I never did it home. I never showed that discipline. And I wanted to show it. It wasn't nothing that happened or anybody influenced me. It was me. I just wanted to do it. But now that I've done it, I'm taking a shot. Are you taking a shot with me?
Let's take a shot.
Let's take a shot. Come on. Salud. All right, so we are...
Quick time.
We got this game that we play. It's called Quick Time with Slime.
Okay.
So we give you two choices. You can pick one or the other. If you pick both, you take a shot.
Oh, boy.
If you pick neither, you take a shot.
Okay, I got to get the deli up.
Yeah, so you ready?
And we drink with you.
Okay, so
and
wait.
We drink with you.
If I pick one?
If you pick one, you don't take a shot.
If you answer this,
Because everyone likes to be politically correct and say both because we're going to pick two of your friends.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know straight up.
So I got to go. I can't pick both of them.
If you pick both of them, take a shot. Yeah. We'll take a shot with you.
Okay.
We don't have to drink by yourself.
All right.
Jay-Z or Biggie? Feels like you about to take a shot.
Jay-Z.
Oh! Explanation or you don't even need to explain?
I mean, he's the GOAT.
Okay.
It's the greatest to
That's
me.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, this one, I think you're going to take a shot.
Okay.
Queen Latifah or MC Light?
Let's take a shot. I'm gonna just go with both because I love the Queen, but I love Light as well. I grew up really late under both of them, and when I started learning their music, you know, it was just so bossed up. So I gotta take a shot.
By the way, the correct answer is a shot.
Shot. Let's go.
Chris Brown or Usher?
Gotta take a shot.
Okay.
I'm out of shot.
Okay. Hey, we got
Deli on for you.
We got Deli. Okay, by the way, the finest tequila in America.
It sure is.
Trina, okay. I don't know if you know. Mm-hmm. This is why we were so excited to have you here. You were like our first television number one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh shit, my shot ain't even ready.
Let's go. Shot o'clock.
So shout out. What is the name of your fan group? The Trinas?
Rockstars.
The Rockstars? The Trinas. Because they be holding you down.
They be holding me down, right?
I think, and we're going to finish quick time with slime. I think that was the first time that I actually saw the effects of a person's. Because, you know, we started to do this. I think she came the first year or the second year?
Second year,
right? And that was the first time that I started to learn how powerful people are to their fans. You tweeted, I think we sent you, and you tweeted something.
Yeah, you were active.
And then you were active. You did exactly what we wanted you to do without us asking you to do it. And it was so beautiful. But it made me understand how your fans are so dedicated to you.
Wow.
Like, in case you don't know that, like, every time you tweeted or you put anything out there,
they
engaged. And I was just like, wow, that is real.
Shout out to the rock stars.
Yeah, rock stars, my man. I've been calling them Trinas and shit. Yeah. Trinas, y'all. Okay, hold on. What's the next one? You got the next one?
Let's go.
All right. By the way, this Ciroc is getting hot in my chest. It's fighting back.
You said Chris Brown already?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. No, yeah, she took a shot for Chris
Brown. Lauryn Hill or Rhapsody?
Ooh.
Lauryn Hill.
Okay. Port of Miami or
so you
Thug?
Skipped.
Okay, my bad. You got to ask that anyway because you're from Miami. Okay, yeah, I want to ask this question.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, gosh.
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Let's take a shot.
I almost wanted you to take a shot on that one.
I'm going to take a shot for both because you know me. I'm all for the girls. I'm always all for the girls winning. And I'm going to just feel like both queens that both doing their thing and holding it down in their own way. I'm going to just take a shot for
I'm going to tell you, Trina. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You are so big and your answer represents so much. Mm-hmm. That you have to take a shot. Because if you
would have
picked either or, trust me, it would have started World War III.
We trying to not stop. It's the summertime, but we trying to party and get outside. Let's take a shot.
It would have started World War III. Okay.
All right, the next one. Port of Miami or Thug Motivation?
Now, Thug Motivation, that's Jeezy?
Yeah?
The first one? Ooh, young Jeezy for the motherfucker. Both. Take a shot.
Okay.
Jesus. I gotta go. It's shot o'clock. Cause Port of Miami, that's family and that's a legendary vibe. And that Jeezy, whew.
Okay, now this one.
Take two shots.
Yeah, you might have to take two shots. Take a shot, nigga. Take a shot to get ready for the next shot. The next one you gotta take a shot.
You're taking a shot for the next one.
I am?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, let's
go. Eve or Missy?
Double a shot. Let's double. I'm gonna be drunk. Okay, come on.
Okay. Now this one, I might have to take a shot with you.
Oh gosh.
I'm taking a shot with you anyway.
Okay.
Trick or Ross? We're trying to set you up, Trina. Clearly.
One thing about it, I can't be set up. Let's go.
Let's go.
We gonna take it to the boat. You feel me?
Let's go.
That's a shot.
Yeah, you just take some more shots.
Yeah.
That's a shot. Okay.
Okay. Where's the next one, E? My bad.
K.O.D. or Rolex?
K.O.D. or Rolex? It's definitely Rolex. For me, I'm from the hood.
I'm Rolex.
Oh, you can say showgirls.
Nah. We straight. The first time I ever went into a strip club, and this is when girls wasn't allowed, like when you had to come with a guy with they had to accompany you in. You couldn't come in just by yourself.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, like, we couldn't go just rocking a Rolex. Like, a gentleman had to bring you in as their guest.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a vibe. You couldn't just walk in. Now the girls just go in with their girls like a party, and you just go hang out like it's a spot.
Yeah, because ladies would go out there and find their dudes and get into fights.
Yeah, so you had to come in, you know, with a male escort. So, yeah, definitely the Rolex for me.
You know what's crazy about that? I never knew that.
Yeah.
But I always came in with a Miami dude. I've never went to Rolex or Coco's.
Okay.
Barefoot?
What's barefoot?
You know, without the thing.
Okay.
I know, you might have gone barefoot.
That's Sunny D. That's Sunny D. That's it. He go barefoot. And he still can't make no kids. Let's make some money. Oh, shit. All right, come on, this next one.
Kaya or Jackie O?
Ooh.
Jackie O.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm not even going to ask that. I forgot.
Check yo, oh, 305 okay, okay. all day.
All right.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you can do that one.
Lil Baby or Da Baby?
Lil Baby.
Scarface or Ice Cube?
Scarface for me.
Okay. Take One or Coco's?
take one. Just take one. Take one. Just want to take one. I'll give you. Take one.
I never want to show love to Cutler Ridge, man. To the showgirls.
Showgirls? We show don't girls go to showgirls.
Show showgirls.
I've never been to a strip club and was scared of the strippers.
But they showed us love.
Showgirls, they stripping with a 4-5 on them.
Oh, no.
We don't want that.
This is down south?
Cutler Ridge, yeah.
Oh, man, showgirls. I got to ask Trink about this. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know if it's still called showgirls. Okay. Mary Dew used to do stuff out there.
Okay. Yes, remember Mary Dew.
Or Lil Durk.
Who?
Kodak or Lil Durk?
Kodak or Lil Durk?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Yet.
Okay. Travis or ASAP Rocky?
ASAP Rocky.
Okay. Wayne or Drake?
Oh, we got to take a shot. Golly. In real lifetime, though, I'm going to go with Wayne.
Okay.
In real life.
I'm just taking a shot because you already have me prepared.
That's legend, but like...
You already have me prepared.
I know, but in real form, like, it's going to always be Wayne. That's legendary, iconic, and it's just going to always be Wayne. Weezy F, it's not going... We not going to never go no different from that. I love Drake, so I'm going to just say that's why I'm going to take a shot. But
what's your documentary you got on Lifetime?
Unsung.
Unsung. Mm-hmm. And you spoke about your relationship with Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was mad sweet.
Oh.
I thought that was...
Wayne is just a... Wayne, to me, he's always been like a great person. You know, like even just go beyond like, you know, back in the day, just from our situation and just being... We just young. And you know, sometimes when you're young, this industry, we just fast. It just doesn't work out the way you plan or think it's going to work out. You're 20-something years old. Right. You hot in the game. You making so much money. You're all over the place. And Wayne is a real... He's like one of the most honest guys I've ever been around or met.
Wow.
When I say honest, like a real honest person. Like he's not with the games and that's not him. That was... Never the situation. It was just being young and just not being able to, like, 20-something years old, sit down, do what? Don't go out where? How? Who? I'm out in the club, lit. Like, you feel me? It was, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those situations. But to me, I'm always going to speak highly of him. You know what I'm saying? He's a great man. He's a smart person. He always was amazing and nice to me. And just us being friends to this day, if I hit him for anything, a song, a say hi, a favor, it's always yes. It's a respect that I'm never going to not have for him.
I'm just tell you something, Trina. If you ever get into law, I want you to be my lawyer. I agree.
No, like, he's a great person.
I agree. Like, listen, you are very articulate. You are ill. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Pitbull or Flo Rida? 305. You got to take a shot.
I gotta take
the
shot.
How about doing the West Coast for the 3-5?
Yeah, what you doing, man?
What's your side?
Why y'all make this so tough, though? Why y'all do that? Like, this is my family.
Exactly.
This is like,
oh, we trying to get you up.
This is my family. Flo is my family. I gotta go up for both.
We trying to get you up.
Like, they both are part of my career. They're part of my life. Like, it's family. So it's gonna be both.
We gotta take this shot. Okay, by the way, we've never established what color your Rolls Royce is. What color is
it? It's like a burnt orange.
Burnt orange.
By the way, I know I'm not getting a lot of money. I didn't even know this a burnt orange.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that color
burnt
exists.
Burnt orange.
Holy shit. I got to call my teachers. They never.
I told you that.
And my crayons. I never had burnt
That's
orange
not
in my
any crayons. This is a customized special color. You
okay,
feel me?
All right. My bad. Okay. Podcast or radio?
Podcast.
Let's make some noise for her, guys.
I mean, you can control your own narrative. You can be free. Right. You can say what you want to. You know, don't forget, in radio, it's so... This is the only thing about radio. And this was in me and Trick's defense and argument. Like, I'm cool. I could maneuver however. Trick completely thought he was on a podcast.
Right.
He would just get on there and wild out. Like, it was no script. It was no filter. It was like, Trick, we can't curse. You forgot, right?
Right.
Oh, man, we have to mute him. So that's why I feel like with radio, you cannot say certain stuff. You can't say different words. You can't. Right. But podcast, you could just do your thing. You know what I mean? You could be expressive, and it's real, and it's raw, and it's the truth. It's not edited and filtered where people are like, oh, well, they chopped it. I didn't say that. It's like, it's more realistic.
Right.
You guys didn't think about doing the show as a podcast?
That's my next question.
We didn't, but somebody asked us about that, though. I think we could probably do that.
I think there's a future
in that.
I decided to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And what's great about that, and this is advice, you tell me if you want me to leave it in the show or not, is y'all can own it. You know, that's the beauty part of this
shit. Yeah, absolutely.
Is, Like, we just left, you know, Light Floss. We just left Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. And they're starting this whole thing of where they got all their own podcasts, putting it on their own thing, but they own it all. And I think that's real. Like, because that's something, you know, you've been on a lot of major labels. I love major labels. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that major labels were doing, not to, maybe not to you, maybe not to me, but they were owning a lot of people's material, giving people upfront money. This is something totally different. This is we owning our own material.
We just license it.
And we have this episode. It's an excellent episode. We love this. And now 20 years later, Netflix wants the... Once our Trina episode, we negotiate with Netflix
for
it.
Okay.
Or vice versa. Okay. We on Trina's show.
Got it.
And so I think it's a time for us to get back for our bad record deals that we had in the 90s back then.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you next, right?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Moni Love or Roxanne? Roxanne Shanté?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna go with Roxanne Shanté.
Okay.
For sure. I love Moni too, but I know, like, after watching that documentary with Roxanne, I was like.
It wasn't a documentary, it was a movie.
Movie of her. I had a whole different respect for her.
I'm 20 minutes away.
I had a different perspective of just even knowing her as an artist. You know, before I was even thought about. Right. Like, it gave me a whole different respect of who she is, what she does, and yeah, I love that.
And for the culture, not just for female MCs, for the culture,
right, how they did it. It just made so much sense. I just loved it, so I'm gonna just say.
I'm taking a shot for that, even though you ain't. Yeah. You know,
okay, I'm gonna take a shot for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take a shot.
Okay.
It's a whole lot of tequila.
Jada Kiss told me to take him out of the head.
He said to put the jersey up.
Nope, Jada Kiss, we still using you. Jada Kiss or Fabulous?
God. Where did y'all come up?
I feel like that's your people saying take the shots.
Whose idea was it to create this here? This is...
This, no.
This is
the
like...
The actual name of the show and the game of the show is my idea, but... The people who make the questions are these two evil motherfuckers. Colombian and Dominican.
Yeah, you're in the gut with it. Okay, so here's the thing. Mm. Y'all ready to drink?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Fab, it undeniable. It's right. Just, like, I did songs with Fab. It's right. What it is. Fam. Jadakiss.
Let's take this shot.
It's a hands down for whoever. Cheers.
Solid.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Hey, let's fill her up. Let's go
with the shot. I got it.
It's the last one, and I got to ask you a very real good question.
Okay.
This is the last one of Quick Time with Slime.
Okay.
Loyalty or respect?
Loyalty or respect? Respect. You gotta respect me, cause you gonna either respect, you gonna be loyal whether you wanna be or not.
Right.
I don't need you to be loyal and have no respect. That's a dub.
Right.
I need you to have respect, and then respect comes with loyalty.
Right.
Cause you're gonna respect me, everything that I bring to this table, cause I bring the whole entire table.
Right.
And then you're gonna know to be loyal to what you're involved with, who's around you, this whole thing. It's a privilege to be in my presence. Everybody knows when you come in my space, I'm the biggest vibe ever. Okay, so therefore, respect comes first. If there's no respect, we're not even face to face. You can't talk to me. You can't even. I don't need you to be loyal and not respect me behind my back. So you don't even get in the door first. Respect, because I'm the queen, and then loyalty comes after that. People have been around me for 30 years. That's called loyalty. But there's respect first. When I say move, everybody know it's gang, and that's that. You feel me? So we all it's respect, always for me.
This is the longest I've ever heard. Yeah. Holy shit! That was him. What's your favorite part of the game? Is it rapping? Is it making the record or performing the record?
Performing. Yeah.
Right.
Because when I make a record, I'm in the studio with my friends, so they always hype me up. So it's like concert vibe. Anyway, so they already pre-prepare me for when I'm going to hit the stage.
Okay.
If it's one of them kind of records, it's me. So the guys is always like this. But the girls is who is like fanned and fiend out trying to soak up the game, the knowledge, and trying to have, like, these lyrics make them feel like, if whatever song it is, they're in that vibe, you know? Right. So it's one of these things for me. It's like, in the studio, I already know what I'm about to bring to the stage. But in the studio is the record. That's just me energy. That's in a, we behind closed doors. in person, it's a whole new vibe. Because now I'm bringing the record, the energy, and the sauce, everything with it. The look, all of this comes with that. That's
and
a plus.
And you're getting that energy back.
Yeah. So right. And when you see it, when you see the fans, like, that whole energy, them rock stars going up crazy, right. You know, it's a vibe.
Okay, let me, so look, I'm going to tell you something. This is some real shit. Other day, I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter because Twitter's my most negative social media
is
shit
it?
That I'm on.
Okay.
I just get my daily dose of negativity.
Okay.
So I go on there the other day. Cardi B posts a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And Cardi B posted a picture. She says something like, I'm thick or something, right? But it wasn't exactly sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But then I go look at her comments, right? Damn, why are you laughing already? What the fuck? I'm making this up as I'm going around. Like I'm talking about it as I'm going. So how do you? But this is what I'm saying. So I'm looking, and every guy, it let me know how horny men is. It was disgusting. Like I felt like a woman at this very moment. Dead serious, because I'm looking at the comments and I'm like, and the guy's like, oh wow, dude, oh my god, just give me a night. And I'm looking, boom, right? And I'm saying, she's married.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. I'm gonna make my point.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'm disgusted. Because one, if I call you my sister, or I know you married, I know you taken, immediately you become off normal to me. Yes. You become off the list, you become every... And I feel like every other person's supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's how this question pertains to you.
Okay.
We know you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Trina, you are one of the most gorgeous women on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous woman in hip hop, or gorgeous woman in Miami, or gorgeous woman in America. Uh-huh. You're one of the most gorgeous women in Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mars.
Okay.
And all these other places. Like, how is it for you to be engaged and people to, you know, there's men, I'm sure. How is that maintaining your relationship? Is that
I don't pay that no attention.
Mm.
I don't pay mostly nothing no attention. If it's not about my bag and it's not my family and stuff that is in my circle activating me in 24 hours, I don't pay attention. Wow. If you think I'm paying attention, I'm not. I'm just being honest. Right. If you think right. I am one of the most people that live in the Trina's bubble. Right. I don't be knowing what's going on. I don't really care if it's not cutting a check, if it's not the spot and bringing me peace, if it's not my favorite restaurant, seafood or whatever, if it's not my friends with the vibe, I don't care. I don't care. I see it's men, women. Women be like, yeah,
just I'm getting, much, right?
Drink your bath water. Men, I see it all day. I don't care. Right. Like, to me, it's not real. It's an illusion.
Right.
You know, you live in this world.
No, I never care.
Wow.
I mean, and in a relationship, even if when I was in a relationship in my space of being single, and my friends would be like, they would know. They'll be like, I would be like, I'm never going to get a man because how could you get me? I'm never going to pay attention to what's happening. Mm. It has to randomly happen. I have to be in the same space, same time. I'm not looking. I'm not out to see. I don't know. I don't know if you're writing me. You could be writing me for years. I would not know.
Do you realize how hard it is to date right now? The other day, right?
Really?
I'm glad I've been taken. Listen, I've been married. I've been together 15 years.
Wow.
But I've been married 10 years. But the other day, this is not the other day. I won't blow a nigga up, but he here looking at me right now.
Okay.
He here looking at me right now. But so the other day, when he was single,
okay.
Listen, let me take a shot for this. I'm blowing somebody the fuck up right now.
Okay.
He definitely sunny.
He meets a girl. Okay. He likes her.
Uh-huh.
I say, I think you like her too. I think. Okay. Me, I'm like the bitch fucking friend. Like, let's go. Let's go. What do you want to do? Let's go look at her Instagram. We look at her Instagram. Motherfuckers in Dubai. Motherfuckers in...
Oh, yeah.
She's in Detroit with the Cartier diamond glasses. Niggas like, oh, we gave up. hear me out what I'm trying to say. Some women oversell themselves so much on Instagram, and that's why they single. Mm-hmm. It's because a man is sitting there and saying, how the fuck I'm trying to take you to
the movies and you're in Dubai.
And you're in Dubai with the prince.
Yeah. I'm not in your bag wage, period, first of all. That's be people have to understand what their bag wage is. Stop being enticed and looking at these women that are like, social media, this is all filtered. We're all in a filtered world. Everything is a filter. This is not a real situation. Everything that you see is somebody living their lie, showing their lie of their everyday life. Like, we don't know. You're not there with this person. You don't really know if they have this much amount of money, if the car is rented, if it's not, if the house is paid for, if it's not. We don't know that. But this is an illusion that we're following, and we believe in that because it's what? Instagram, and then you can be do the same thing. And you can know Nori and be around, and it's like, oh, we could believe it because you're around somebody that's really living it. It's all called living our lie on social media. No, I'm not impressed by any of that. I don't pay attention to any of that. Yeah,
be
like,
honest,
I don't.
Trina, when you either open your law firm or your church, I'm gonna be the first member. Because yo, when she breaks shit down,
No, I have my homies. I be telling them, I'm like, okay, so this is the girl you like. So you like shorty. Okay, so, and with her, what you gonna do? She's on a private jet. You gonna buy, you gonna this put on a private saying? Jet? Whoa. She got a Birkin. How she got the Birkin? She don't have a job.
Yeah, she
but you got the, so what you about to buy the next Birkin? So I'm trying to figure out, what do you like about her body, her face? Like, what is it? Because that this is the illusion that you're in love with. That's not even a real person. Uh-huh. I know these girls, this whole illusion, they can't even cook a Thanksgiving dinner. Let's be very clear. I know some of them. Hey, calling me on the phone. How do you make this? How do you stuff a turkey? How do you this? And you have a man at home, but you're with a Birkin and you're on a yacht and you're in Dubai and you're in Puerto Rico and you're in Dominican Republic.
Don't
but you can't even cook
a
good dinner at home. Like, what's up? Like, you feel me? But I'm the coach for this, for my guys and my girls. I tell them all the same thing. You got to get it together. They got to be you got to figure it out and get it together. Don't fall for the illusion. The illusion is only part time. That's only going to last for a little while. That surface is just like pulling off that makeup and that wig and that jewelry. Some of these guys with the jewelry, when they take the jewelry off, they don't look like that. You know, you're not chasing that in the daytime. Right. With a flashlight. But at night you hit them in the club, oh, it's up. But when the day comes, the next day they don't have that, that's not what you want. These girls, same thing. Girls, same thing. When you see them the next day, it's like, whoa, what happened? Them live life was looking real good with all that confetti. But when I saw you in the real life, in the real daytime, you could barely read a line, I don't really understand what's really happening. You feel me? Like, if you can't even really understand how your bill's behind, you can't pay a car note, what are we really doing?
For real.
It's like, we have to be in our real realm and our real world of reality. We're chasing the wrong things. That's why some y'all don't have what you want, because this is my homeboy, you're never gonna get this girl. This is not even this girl. This is somebody that's made all up for Instagram. Off Instagram, she's not even that girl.
Yeah, she's not even
not even that same girl. So let's be very clear. So this is how I talk to my guys, like, bro, stop, it's me. Come on, like, it's the top tier. I can't tell you nothing but the best of the best. They ain't getting better than this. So let me break it down to you. It's not gonna happen. It's not happening. You feel me? I tell Trick this, bro. Stop. These girls you're going after, they want a wig. They not gonna do nothing else past that. Stop. I tell them this all
the
time. We are good. Like, I'm just that honest to my friends. I gotta keep it real with you, because I gotta make you see what's going on. I'm out here, I know what's going on. So I'm gonna help you figure it out, because you somewhere lost.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. You need Trina class. Like,
I
for
think
real.
You found your podcast.
This is
how
this is
it.
Trina class.
Master class.
Listen, Master Gale, for real. By the way, I am not a female, but I'm going to listen to her all day. Like, what are you
my
guys doing?
My friends hear this all the time. They know. They're one-on-one with me. They know. I'm pushing through life with it.
No, that's real shit, because this pandemic, and one thing for sure, two things for certain, is Miami is like a different world.
Yes, a world of its own.
I've lived in Miami now 15 years.
And it's infamous for what you were just talking about.
But there's 17 different versions of Miami.
Yes.
Right, for sure.
There's the get clean.
I'm about 17, but yeah.
It might be more. There's but Miami's a special motherfucker.
Very special. Its own world, its own private. Like, it's like its own universe, its own place. When you come to Miami, you're sucked in by the Miami-ish. It's all that. Whether you on South Beach, whether you in the hood, whether you at Trick Daddy Restaurant, whether you in Carol City, whether you wherever, it's the whole Miami vibe. But you gotta move around. You can't just be Miami and almost South Beach. You're not in Miami, bro.
No. South Beach is not Miami.
That's not Miami.
Right.
Now that I lived here for 15 years,
that's not Miami.
I realized
it's never
that
been Miami.
It's never been Miami.
Yeah, it's across the bridge.
Yeah, it's never been Miami.
So let me ask you, because when we went through the quick time of slime, we brung up what's her name, the neck and the back girl. And that's the only time I've ever seen you get mad. Like, I've literally been in this game 20 years. I've always seen you I want to say princess, but I want to say queen. Like, mm-hmm. And I think she said something to mm-hmm. you or something. Or I think she wanted to battle you or something. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that you responded. And, you know, what was that about?
Well, that's not the first time she said something to or about me. It's not about that. I can, like I said, I would battle anybody. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I have records to get on stage and do what I do. And if you're another female artist and...
That's on your level, because I think you said that.
I'm ready. Like, I'm a saluted, ready for you to get up and do what you do. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to this particular person, the level of disrespect is beyond. I don't know you.
Right.
If I don't know you, I'm not entertaining or feeding it to you. That's just me. Now, it's two sides of me. It's the side that's this polished side, mm-hmm. but then I'm from Liberty City, Miami, Florida.
God damn it. You get the key to Liberty City, too, right?
Yes.
God damn it. Everybody make it look.
So for me, I just feel like I learned a lot of stuff like in this game. I came up like I didn't come up off the internet.
Right.
That's not like I'm not off the internet. I'm like in the real world, the real street.
Let's take a shot for that.
So when I came up, it's more so. It's more so about like if I know you, you really see me with the female artists in the game. I'm always saluting them, showing them love. Whatever you do your thing. If I like you, I support you. If I don't like you, I don't have to support you. Right. But it's never been a not like her. Right. Like I did never not like you. Like you made music, you from Florida, whatever. You did records with Trick. I thought that was cool.
Right.
But then you attacked me and slandered my name all these times for what? Were you looking for attention? That's what I felt like, it's attention. If I'm not paying you attention and you want somebody to respond, you're going to keep attacking them. I can give you attention, but then I give you my platform and everybody that's seeking me to not pay attention to you, I'm not doing that.
Can I be devil advocate for one second?
Yes, please.
One time someone from my hood told me, he's like, yo, I'm going to make a diss record for you. And I was like, why are you going to make a diss record about me? He's like, because you're the guy. And if I'm from the hood and I diss you, it makes me...
Make me popular.
It didn't make no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, yo, listen, don't do that. But years later, I understood...
Why he did
it. It's the uh-huh. most pettiest, dumbest, uh-huh. jerk-headed, uh-huh. buffoonery, uh-huh. bozo weekly. But he did it, and what I understood is years later was, okay, sometimes to take a shot at the biggest dog is how people from... Did you take it that way?
Of course. I'm a lion. I know you're taking a shot at me, but why? What for? Because you don't... Yeah. I could take shots. I could really shoot back, like... I could really like chop a style it up, like for real. But I get money. This is me.
Right.
I'm smooth. Like it's like it's popping bottles all night. The bag is secure, heavy.
Right.
I'm heavy in the bag.
Right.
I don't have the time. If I had more time, if I didn't have nothing to do, if I wasn't traveling, if I was sitting at home with my feet up, bored, not booked. Oh, it's a war. We could go at it.
Right.
But I don't really have the time for that.
Well,
I don't really care about social media. You feel me?
Like,
I'm so busy making sure my bag is good and making sure everything around me is good and buying property and doing stuff that makes sense.
Yes.
Please explain to me, why am I going on the internet with another girl that I don't know, like never said hi to? What for? Like, that's not even my vibe. Because I'm not even much a person to do all that on the internet, thugging Twitter fingers. That's not the vibe for me. I'm from the streets. It's in the streets. When I see you, it's on site. That's what it is.
Liberty.
That's vibing. That's a
Liberty
real vibe.
City.
So I'm not going to do none of that. I'm already a Sagittarius. And when the Sagittarius get the Sagittarian, it's a problem. Let's believe that.
Hey, man, you got to relax over there.
They giddy back there.
I'm just saying. So I just stay away from that. It's not even really a beef.
They sign tripping over
it's
there.
It's not a beef. I don't have beef with you, sweetheart. I don't know you. I don't have nothing against you. You had some records that was vibes. Like, we vibe. I don't get... If you want to meet me, like, you want to sit next to the boss, like, you want to be... Like, I don't know what it is, but... I don't have a problem with you, and I'm not going to give you that energy back because I don't have that kind of time. You feel me? It's beyond that. I'm not on that. Like, you feel me?
That is beautiful.
I'm just not on that.
That is beautiful.
So keep talking about me. I don't even really hear it. My people don't even send me that. Right. Every now and then, I may see something, and it's every now and then, I could take a shot, and it's up.
Right.
I get a day when I have time, and if I got time, it could be 24 hours, and I'll go there. But besides that, I'm in my bag. That's like cutting into the bag. My people's hitting me all day about check here, do this, that. I don't got time for that. You feel me? It's no room for that. I'm too booked up, making too much money, too busy, like trying to stay alive. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, trying to buy the block. I'm not arguing with no chick on social media. Social media, an app on our phone? Come on, I'm not from this school. Mm. That ain't the vibe. Thank you.
I'm gonna go ahead and take me a shot.
They ain't the vibes at all. I'm sorry. They ain't the vibes.
goddamn.
Rain the vibes.
Turn somewhere positive here, man.
This is positive to me. I'm being honest.
No, because he will be got it out. I never really even talk about it because it's not even a thing. I don't care to even discuss. I always like block it out. But in real time, in real fun, people want to know. Now you know.
Right.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it. One thing about me, you never really heard me. You've never heard me have a problem with nobody.
You know what the beautiful thing about you is? When you just look at your music, you collaborate with everybody.
Every female artist in the industry.
Yes.
Maybe two that I didn't that I love that I would.
Why females don't get along?
Who two that you love that you haven't?
That I love that I didn't do songs with? Kim. I love Kim. I never did a song with her.
Who?
Little Kim.
Yeah, I never did a song with Kim.
Who?
Little Kim.
Beyonce.
Oh.
Wait.
You said B.
The queen. That's not in this category.
Right.
That's top tier. We got to climb the stairs for that one. That's a whole nother. We said female hip hop. And no, that's a female hip hop because I think that's number one female hip hop.
Never did a song with Little Kim.
Never did a song with Kim. Never did a song with Fox. None of these girls. I love them. I grew up. Like, these are my two top favorite people in the industry.
Not Foxy.
Love. China Doll. What? Crazy.
We need
like, these
Foxy
are my favorite
outside.
Artists. Yeah. Like, when I grew up.
By the way, I've been beating Foxy for a long time.
To come on the show?
No.
Oh. And we need Missy. I know you tight with Missy.
I just want to Trinidad. We come around for Trinidad this weekend.
Missy love Nori. So,
but Missy
not with the questions.
But let me just tell you something. I've been baiting Foxy to come outside because just in case she does not understand, what I'm doing is. This show was about giving flowers. This show was about giving. And I want, one thing about us is we have been fortunate to win, but we've been fortunate to win with just this male-based thing.
Yes.
And this is the reason why I wanted to bring up to you, so important that our first, like, global entry was you.
Oh, I love that.
Was you because the female support is different than the man's.
Than the man's support. It is. It is.
Niggas would like another dude, but say, it's cool.
Yeah.
A female would say, I don't like her, but still like it.
Yeah.
And it showed that.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need more female representation.
We do.
Yeah. We need it.
Women is just a little catty, so we kind of like different when it comes to getting along with the guys.
Why don't the female get along, though? It's always...
Women, I'm not in that kind of bracket because I really grew... My mom owned a beauty salon, so I grew up around women. That's all I saw.
Rest in peace, your mom.
Every day, girls getting their hair done. They got these struggle stories. They boyfriend and left. Like, this was drama in the hood at the hair salon. Right. You heard it all.
Yeah,
you
Bobby put your Light baby said she was the original baddest.
Yeah, you done put the baby daddy out. The clothes is in the bag because he done ain't come. So I've been through that. So when it comes to women, I just grew up, like, more just... You know, like, always, like, in my mom's salon, so you come there to get beautiful. You're a girl. You come get your hair wash, your makeup, your nails, whatever. So it's always, like, to uplift you. Mm-hmm. So I've always come up in that uplifting environment when it came to women. No matter how you felt dark and not beautiful and the most whatever, and when you came in the salon, when you left out of there, you felt like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was raised up to see. So when I got into the industry, I just thought all girls was like that. Because really, and when I started, it wasn't a lot of girls. So it was, there was Eve kind of the same time with me a year before, but there's Missy, there's Brad, there's Kim, there's all these girls. And these girls was like close. Everybody was like, it was a vibe.
It looked like they was close at least.
It looked like everybody was close.
Like everybody got
Because only was like 6-7 main girls. So when you see the Ladies Night video,
This is
what you think of female hip hop when you see this video. Yeah. And when I came in, and I mean, this may not be for everybody, but all of these women in this video, with the exception of Left Eye, because, you know, she's not here, like, all showed me so much love from Angie Martinez on down. So I thought that was the setting of the tone of the female hip hop industry.
I want to take the shot, but I also feel like you're saying Left Eye didn't show you love.
No, I'm saying everybody except that she was passed.
She passed away. Okay, you'll hit the shot.
Yeah, she was not here. So I'm saying, so I didn't, like, of course, like, she was, you know, that happened. So I didn't get to see her. Everybody else, from Kim to Missy, everybody, I got to know them. So it was all love. Like, it was a different kind of
take a shot.
It was a different kind of vibe.
That's a big shot. Yeah.
For me. So I thought that was the tone for female artists, like, to show love. We in this game together. All videos gonna be like Lady Night. Everybody gonna link up, do songs. Like, we gonna take over the world. That's what it looked like. But boy, it's not like that.
It's not like that. But you
It's were, not like that.
You were facing two different things.
Yeah.
One,
coming from the South?
Coming from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And two, coming from the South. It was just like at that time.
No, but why? There has to be a reason why. Do you think it's because there's so little females in hip hop at that time specifically that they were like everybody's fighting for that position?
Well, no. For me at that time, I felt like it was more of a close. Well, because it's for me. Everybody loved me.
Right.
So I can't speak for everybody else.
No, no, no.
So I came in.
Because let me stop you for a second. Because you said everybody loved you as in past
me, like,
tense.
No, everybody
and
loved
me.
And
we just
want
to say this right now.
Everybody loves me.
Sorry, keep it going. We
Everybody loves me. Like, the girls from E to Missy, every girl that I engaged in this industry when I started, we all had a connection. We all worked together. We all hung out.
Right.
We was a vibe. And then that's how I thought it would always be. So when it became more girls and people started, now we have 100 girls.
Right.
Even
right.
if you're signed to a major label, you're independent. However, it's so much talent, so much artist. Now you feel like it's so many girls. Me personally, I like that. I feel like I always want to see more girls because I always male dominated. And now the girls can get up here and do y'all things. It's more for the men to look at. It's more girls.
Yes.
But this time and day, these girls are not as connected. They're not as friendly. They don't want to link up. It's too much arguing. It's too much back and forth. The jealousy is too much. Oh, I'm linking up with you because you're hot. And then when I get to meet you in real life and know you, I'm intimidated or I'm this. It's all I'm not like that. I'm not intimidated of Missy. This is a genius. I'm inspired.
Right.
Like, I'm inspired. I'm trying to, like, whoa, I want to get this check. Like, you get what I'm saying? E, this is my friend. I watch you, like, I want to watch you rise and
but
soar.
But you're a special person, though.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. When I say it's just me, everybody's not me. So with these girls, you can't make them all see that same kind of vision or feel that same kind of way.
Right.
Because now you just see back and forth and this and that. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
All we here to just make money and look good. Put that shit on and look good and, like, get this bag. And that's the end of that.
Is there ever a new artist who, like, you reached out to and, like, you felt a little way about, like...
No.
No, okay.
Anybody I reach out to, they back at it quick.
I can't lie.
Ready.
That's fire.
They back
that
at it
fire.
Quick. Ready. Like, they like with the big guys, I can't believe you reached out. Like, like whatever you want, send it right now. You know? I be just a little bit like, you know, I'm a little passive. I like artists. I like to watch people grow. I like to watch them develop. I like to see if they're consistent. I like to see their seriousness and what it is that they really like striving for.
Right.
You know, because a lot of artists, you just out here, anybody can make a record. But being consistent and determined and like being a business person and understanding what it is you want, it's not just about performing at a show. You got to like put it together. And if I see and I like that, then I'm like, I might want to work with this person.
Shane, I'm going to go ahead and fill you up. I'm going ahead and fill you up.
Ooh, happy hour is here. And we don't need no club tonight.
Because I am a part of COT.
COT. What's COT?
Church of Trainer.
Church of Trainer.
I'm a part of the congregation, goddammit. Make some noise for COT.
Yeah, Church of Trainer.
And that's crazy. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
Because being in the game 20 years is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the game 20 years. I came out in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Album called The War Report. I don't love the game like that no more.
Really?
Nah.
Okay.
Oh, I hate this motherfucker.
Yeah? So talk to me. Tell me.
But let me ask you.
Okay.
20 years in this game,
mm-hmm.
you still smiling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
When you drop an album, you're making an album, I see you smiling. I see you serious about it.
Uh-huh.
How do you develop that? Because me, I stopped finger popping that girl a long time ago.
You stopped.
Stop. I know what finger popping means.
The hip hop game. I'm like, I'm done. I just was like, it's either we gonna fuck or not. That's it. With the hip hop game.
It's the rock stars, you know? Yeah. They're innovative. Yeah, them.
Who I've been calling
for years. I could just be in the studio doing something for somebody. It could be just a feature, and they'll be like, they heavy with the, we need a new record. We need to know this. Da, da, da. Like, they just, and it just sometimes it'd be like, ugh, stop. Because I'm just living my best life. I'm in an island. My feet is kicked up.
Right.
I'm eating conch. Like, you feel me?
Conch fritters?
Conch fritters, conch salad, the whole conch
body.
Conch,
yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm like, hello, I'm just living my life. When you get in a music vibe, you get in a music vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have my moments I get in a music vibe. My team knows that. To get me in a vibe, I'm in the studio. I need the chef. I need the massage person. I have to have candles. I have to have a certain type of setting. I go in the studio and don't record nothing because I'm not in a vibe. I'm a mooder. So if I'm feeling a good mood, we may get like old Trina. If I'm feeling like sad or whatever, it may just be like, whew, that was real, but it was like, we don't want to hit in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if I want to do a record that's raw, provocative, raunchy, whatever, unfiltered, that's when you got that vibe. I'm in the best vibe. The tequila's for my friends is in there, the girls in there with the talk, maybe the shorts, cheeks is out. I have to be in emotion. It's Miami. You feel me? So it's a certain vibe. Yeah. me. Just for me. I'm just saying, you know, the smoke is up in the air. We just vibe. I get into a vibe and I'll go in. So it's just a certain thing. So if it wasn't that, and besides that, you got to remember, I perform so much. I have not stopped performing for 20 years. In and out the country. All over the United States, all out the country, the islands, everywhere. So it's these fans that, like, when I get, sometimes I get in a place, especially if it's out the country, because now I got to worry about what, if the food, just the whole setting. And so I'm like, okay. Now I get there and then it's insane. Yeah. You know, they're in a whole vibe of, like, you may not be in the same vibe we in, but we don't see you. Right. And we are ready to, like, turn it up like it's 1998. Right. So it puts me instantly in that vibe.
You and say I'm turn it up like 1998?
Yeah, like when Nan came out.
That's my favorite year of my life.
Is it?
That's my favorite year of my life.
Wow.
Is that the favorite year of your life? Just say yes. Just say yes to make me look good.
It's not my favorite year of my life, but I mean, it was an interesting, great year for me.
What is the favorite year of your life?
2000, Baddest Bitch. That's when it started. The legacy. Baddest every bitch. Girl now is the baddest bitch. Everybody want to be the baddest bitch. Some of them don't even know what the baddest bitch is.
But she was the baddest bitch in 1998.
Yeah. But I trended it in 2000 when I did Baddest Bitch. Like, 98
came
out.
I love how she owned that. You see that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I tried to trick her.
Nah, I can't be tricked.
It didn't work. It did not work.
Game too strong.
I'm taking a shot.
I'm taking it with you. Let's go. Shot o'clock.
Yo, nah. Let me be honest. Let me be honest with you.
Okay. Let's go. Salud.
Let me be honest with you, Trina. We about to talk about Trina Day.
Trina Day.
Trina Day. But I just want you to know, it's Trina Day.
It's Trina Day.
Air Day.
Believe that.
Especially today.
I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I've ever seen you in my life, always been the same.
Thank you.
You've always been joyful. You've always been, what's up? And it'd be crazy because she'd be checking on me. I'd be like, you know, I live out here. Yeah. She's like, you in Miami, you need something. I'm like, I know, right?
I'm like, hey,
But let's talk about Trina Day for a second. What is this going to consist of?
Wow.
Is this going to be, because we know you got a little bit of Dominican in you. And Bahamaism. What is it
Bahamian.
Called?
Bahamian.
You know I'm dyslexic.
That has nothing to do with how you're saying it.
Bahamian. Where is Trina Day going to be and where the food going to be at? I'm a fat nigga. Think about the food immediately.
Well, realistically, food for my guests and my VIP suite honorees, it's catered by the Lickin' and Sundays.
That's big up the Lickin'.
Yep, and Sundays. So we But so Trina Day is just a full day fun of activities, really for the kids. It's not really for us. You people that want to, like, bring your kids, chill out on the tent. You're going to get tired. It's like a fun day for, like, kids to have fun. It's like mobile barbershops, get haircuts, games, painting, giveaways, prizes. It's just all about the kids. It's live. It's Junkanoo. It's a whole vibe. It's a whole day. It's a live band. It's artists. It's presentation. And besides, the main important thing about Trina Day is, because this is my city. I've born and raised in the county of Day, 305. Like, it's no debate about that. It's no, is she from Miami or not? I am Miami. Let's be very clear. I am Miami, okay? So Trina Day is, on that day, I get the key to the city. So that is the key to Miami. Legendary. I'm so grateful and excited. I'm just nervous. Like, I'm nervous. So, yeah, that's what Trina Day is. It's to give back to the community, though, for the kids. I've been doing this for, this is my fourth annual. So this is a big thing.
Fourth annual.
Trina Day. But so what happens is, for me, I've been trying to get it to be in Liberty City, where my mom owns this space, this shop, like a block party for 4 years. But it doesn't work like that. Again, this is like almost like a radio. When you start finding out stuff, it's permits. It's time. You have to prepare a year in advance, not a couple months. Right. You got to get the city. You got to get this. You got to block off the streets. You got to get police.
Insurance policies. All
it was a headache for 4 years. So, okay, we did certain little stuff that was cool. One of the ones I love, which was the second annual, which was like we kind of did it for the Easter for kids. Like, you know, the plane dropped the eggs out, all that. It was a big thing. So the last year, COVID, nothing. We couldn't do anything. So I really gave away like fed 2,000 families. So it was like a small little thing on the block, but it was not like this. It was a drive-through, you know, we had masks on, gloves. It was like really intense and like, it wasn't the vibe. So this year, We got the whole city of Miami.
Yes.
We got the commissioner, the mayor.
Wow.
We have Miami-Dade County. Wow. We have everybody involved. Like, they came through, showed up, and showed out. And I'm just too happy and engaged and too excited they're engaged and, like, to be a part of it, to come make this day
part
like
of it
this.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're so, not a part of it.
I'm
it is me. It is you.
It is me.
It is you. It is you. That, Katrina, I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm a friend. I'm a fan. I feel like I'm family. But more importantly is what you do. Like, what you do and how you operate, I've always just sat back and it's just like, you are... And this is crazy. A lot of people are going to be mad at me.
Oh, gosh.
People, it's because you are like, that's how you should be.
Wow.
You know how a person would be like, yo, you know, I would like, look how Trina roll.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Let's clap for that.
No, I like
that. Let's take a shot for that. Is that like an energy drink you're drinking?
That's a beer from here.
Okay. Oh, beer with the shot?
Yeah.
Oh, whew, yeah, you really good with it.
Bring in the
beer okay, and the shot? Right. I've been eating ice in my shots since we got here.
So let me ask you.
Yes.
You're not Twitter fingers at all.
I'm not a Twitter. My fingers don't even touch the Twitter at all. Like, if I'm tweeting, it's, hey, post, check this out, buy, purchase, check me out, I got a song. I'm not engaging because I've had my Twitter beefs when it first started. I didn't really know I was new to Twitter.
Right.
Somebody said something about Beyonce. I was in a whole war on Twitter with the whole world. Like, Twitter fingers going crazy on Twitter. I stopped. I was like, I thought it was fun. I was like, okay, this is not for that. And then I did a show. And one time I had posted like one of my fans at the show. And somebody had said... I don't remember what they said, but it just pissed me off. And it was like, these are my fans. The fans follow me from the show. Okay, this is what happened. They followed me from the show. We stopped to a Waffle House to eat. So they followed us to the Waffle House. They followed us to the Waffle House. And so I got out and they wanted to take a picture. I took the picture. And so when I posted, I had time that night.
Mm.
And when I posted the fan, somebody came in my comments and was like, they thought that was a show. And they was like, oh, this is a struggle show. It was like one person in the background. You can't possibly think it's a Trina show. You see one person in the background. So I was on my shots and I had time and I lit their ass up and I was like, I gotta get off Twitter because the fingers was going fast. So I realized this is not a place for me. I'm a Sagittarius. That's a fire sign. You can't really play once a Sagittarius starts Sagittarian. It's a problem.
Right.
So I just don't do the Twitter thing. You feel me? So I'm cool on it. I look, I see, I bypass. It's some stuff I want to be like, nah, girl, you should stop or you should or, but I just mind my business, drink my alkaline water and keep it moving.
I'm gonna drink Miami a shot.
Yeah, let's take a shot today. We'll have no alkaline, but we're gonna just take a shot.
Alkaline shot.
Yeah. But I just feel like that with the women. I just feel like a lot of women is in our culture and stuff. You know, I guess you're trying to stay to yourself. It's hard enough trying to figure it out. And we got so many social media. Once you say one thing, people tend to exaggerate it or make it something else. So people just mind their business. They don't want to speak up and say nothing. Maybe if we stick together like a cult, it'll be better. But they don't do that. So
they don't.
I don't know.
So I'm gonna name a couple of songs. I wanna give me one word or whatever comes to your mind when I name these songs.
Okay.
Here We Go, featuring Kelly Rowland.
Don't Play With Me.
That is your answer?
Yeah. That's what it meant. Don't Play With Me. I was in a Don't Play With Me vibe. Don't Play With Me. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
You didn't get massages that day.
Huh?
No massages that day.
No, Don't Play With Me.
And we heard you don't like massage envy neither.
What?
Where did you get that?
I get personal massages. I have this.
Yeah, I like personal
you
massages.
You do?
Yes.
I come to my house, come to the vibe.
Yes.
Grease me down and do your thing. That's
and
me.
You get mail? Or?
I don't like mail.
Okay.
You males get too freaky, touchy in the males. This is my thing with the males. Hold up. I have this male guy, one of my guys I know, he does girl massages. I'm like, bro, what you have to stop doing is because these girls, I fall asleep in my massage. I'm always asleep. So that I don't know why. Once I massage, I go to sleep.
Never heard it.
No, listen. You don't go to sleep in those eyes? I'm always sleep. So
I be snoring,
on.
But not sleep.
Okay, I'm dead sleep.
How do you snore and not sleep?
And I wake up.
I don't know. I'm dead sleep. So here you go. It's the time. It's not even when I'm... Okay, on the back, I felt it once. On the back, the turnaround. It's this thing that the guys do when they doing, like, you know, the thighs and the back of the girl butt. And it's like this part of your fingers is going, like, too far in between the thigh and the front part. Like, it's a... You going like this, and it's almost like it could finger pop or slip in. So don't do that. So I'm in a massage, like, no. Oh, I'm gonna get a girl masseuse because I'm asleep. It might. I don't know what happened.
Right.
I'm not gonna trust it. So
you
I
don't
want to
be Bill Cosby.
I don't
want to
have
the
no
girl can do it too. The girl can do it too.
The girls. I don't know. I never had a girl massage, but I don't know. Some of these girls be freaks. I have never had one that does that, but I know with these guys, it gets. It's too. I had jumped up. My friends kept coming to the room like, "Hey, what are you doing to her?" No, I had. Because the guy was like, "No," because it was very. I was knocked out, and he was very like in the. And I kept feeling the fingers, and I didn't know if I should tighten my legs or what. I was like, "Okay," and they came and woke me up. So I was like, "Okay, massage is over." It was just uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm good. Give me a girl. I'm good with that. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm good. Yeah.
Now,
lighter
hands. I've had an old lady in Hawaii.
No.
She sounds like an old lady in Hawaii.
No.
She was
like,
I like out there. Me and my wife sitting there like, Jesus.
Couple massage?
Is this no? No, shit. No, it was me first in her. Like, we should not pay for this.
Oh, my God.
She was
God.
Like, how you going to get
it? Hit the lip, bro.
Okay, now, I'm a retired rapper.
Okay. What is retired? What do you mean by that?
I have no idea.
So why do you say retired? Retired is not like...
I'm retired because I'm not going to the studio tomorrow with my veins out.
That's you saying that now today, but right now today in this moment, right? Just say...
If Trina give me a hook, I'm going back in the studio.
Right now, tonight.
I'm going back.
After this, like, you're going to the studio.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying to figure out that because, like, you got a lot of artists that's in the game that you love.
I'm for tired.
Yeah, but if you feel a vibe, it's not forced. You don't have to do it. But if you feel a vibe, it's one of your artists that you love, somebody been in the game, one of your OGs, even if it's an OG or a new artist. Yeah. And it's like, Nori, I just got this vibe. I got this idea. I got this record you did before. I want to read anything. You're going to the studio.
You got to do it.
And you're going to do it because you're a beast in that. That's what you do. I know you're going to do it.
She's what she's doing right now.
I'm saying you're going to go do it.
I'm done.
Yeah, but that's cool. Man, but if it's somebody just, that you with
retired,
mind,
you right
retired
now.
You're
going to
go do it. I already know that.
She put you in the studio.
At least I had the edge to retire.
Okay.
Have you ever felt that? To say, I'm done. I'm going to walk away. I'm taking a shot.
I don't have the edge to feel that. I'm just in a place I can do what I want to do. I can never walk in the studio again. My feet is kicked up. I'm in the Bahamas eating conch salad. Or you could hit me up and I could do a feature. It could be a local artist. If I love you, if I feel like I'm not even love you, if I like what you presented and it's a vibe, I'm in the booth. Like, and you got the song back tonight. I just did that for an artist and I love this artist. And the artist has a sister that is huge in the industry right now that we all love. So when she hit me with the song, I'm looking like, I love your sister, but I already love you too. So it's up when I did the song right away. It's back. You feel me? So you'll hear that coming out soon. That's just me. That's a vibe. Like, I just got out of my bed. I'm gonna go to the studio for you tonight because it's you. You hit me. I'm you in the DM. Like, what? Okay, it's up. You send the eyes. I'm sending the eyes back with the heart eyes. Like, what's up? Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. We love Trina, man. I ain't gonna lie. Trina.
Nori, yes.
Yeah, I can't lie. You are everything, always I expect you
Thank
to be,
you.
And then more.
Thank you.
And it's always a pleasure, in case anybody's around you and don't know how blessed it is to be around
Thank you.
You. We want to say that we acknowledge, we know, we understand. And we are part of the rock stars.
The rock stars.
We are the rock stars. We're going to take a picture, some
and
promo,
and we're going to take another shot
wrap
for
it up.
Because
and
I
make sure you take
shot.
That gumbo with you, because that's that good, y'all.
Oh, no, I know. This is going up right now. The only reason I didn't do it now, because, you know... I'm going to tell you off camera.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't want to be smoking. I be like, when I'm not really the best inhaler...
Really?
What happens?
No. Huh? Really? I just, my friends, where's my friends? They know I just start choking and coughing and shit. And I'm like, I'm not finna be coughing
so
on the
show.
So
you are edible guy?
Oh no,
an edible person.
No, I don't do the edibles.
Oh, you don't,
I don't do,
do
the, no.
Nah,
no,
just
no.
A trip.
Huh?
That's tripping. You're
no,
tripping.
I don't like the body high. I like to smoke, okay. Eat, and the shit is over. When I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm asleep. Okay. I don't want my nerves. I don't want to be rubbing my legs together, feeling extra sensual. This edible shit being your assistant for 12 hours later when you're trying to knock it off. I don't got time for that. I'm straight. Here we go. I'm gonna smoke it out. You feel me?
It's correct.
Light the blunt for sure.
It's correct. Let's go. Let me spray on some Cartier.
God damn. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh my God, this was so
no,
good. This was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Yes, come
everybody
on.
Good?
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.